Well, over the last couple of years, it's been a roller coaster ride for the Newcastle Knights. And over the last few months, there was talk of perhaps getting a public ownership bid up and running. And to talk to us about that this morning, he is the Our Knights One Chance facilitator. It's Mike Rabid. Good morning, Mike. It's been 3 months or so now since this was first proposed. How are things progressing with the bid?
Well, we're still very encouraged, Mark. No doubt about that. I suppose it'd be fair to say that it's taken a little bit of a quieter time over the Christmas holiday period to start to ramp up again. And of course, we've got Rugby League back in action with the National Rugby League and the Knights, from our perspective, taking centre stage. So it'd be fair to say that it's probably quiet and fractionally, but we haven't actually started or ramped up our campaign at this particular stage because we're still waiting on a little bit of information from the National Rugby League. We've been encouraged by the NRL to continue pushing forward with the community ownership model, and so far the response has been very, very positive from everyone we talk to.
So it seems that discussions with the NRL are fairly positive too.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they've always said right along the way, Mark, that they want the best fit for the Newcastle Knights. They don't necessarily want it to go to the highest bidder, but they want it to go to the best fit for the Newcastle Knights. And that's the ownership. The NRL don't want to own footy clubs, and they've made that plainly obvious. At this stage, they own the Newcastle Knights, they own the Gold Coast Titans, they've got interest in another couple of clubs. So they want to dispense with that, but they're not going to dispense with the clubs willy-nilly. They want to ensure, given the fact that all the clubs combined last year lost a total of $50 million. So they're very, very aware of the financial constraints on football clubs these days. They put some measures in place to be able to try and curb that. So it's very imperative from them, from their perspective, to be able to get the model that is going forward for the ownership of the Newcastle Knights to be the right model.
Yeah, you mentioned that $50 billion, Mike. That is a lot of money to seem to fritter away. And it's good to know that the NRL are kind of a safety net there for clubs as well. There has been a bit of speculation too that Wests potentially could be buyers of the Knights. What effect has that had on the Our Knights campaign?
I don't think it's had any effect per se. I think people, the general public, look in some aspects of saying, well, look, it's the best fit, West, to come in and to take a part or full ownership of the Newcastle Knights. So I probably think there is discussions happening in the background regarding that, but I'm not privy to those conversations. But I think West have been a wonderful supporter right from day one, and probably prior to day one of the Newcastle Knights going back to 1988. You know, they've built that facility over there at Mayfield, the administration building, the training aspect for the Newcastle Knights. So West have certainly put in more than their fair share, there is no doubt about that. But many people probably look at West as the saviour. But I think probably down the track you would look at West, if they did happen to come forward, wanting to not necessarily own the club outright, but maybe join a community ownership group or the NRL in part ownership for some time. So, you know, as I said, I'm not privy to any of those discussions whatsoever, but from our aspect, we really feel that the community need and want to play a significant part in the future of the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, the Knights are one of those teams that have so much community support, and I guess too, West seem to go hand in glove with the Knights. I guess that would continue to be the case as well.
I suppose, in fairness, mate, there's probably been, given the fact that we've launched that community ownership model in December, there is a little bit of confusion in the marketplace. Is this the Knights that are launching this bid for community ownership, or is it a separate group? And I think there needs to be some delineation between those two groups. The Newcastle Knights themselves have a footy club to run now, and that's imperative. And there is no way known that our group want to destabilise or in any way detract from the job at hand, and that's making the Knights a very viable proposition on the park, at least, as well as off the park. I think last week against the Warriors was a really encouraging sight, but maybe fortunes are turning a little bit on the paddock. So there needs to be that, and I think the general public in many aspects are a little bit confused as to who's playing what role. So there is the community ownership group who we are now trying to garner as much support as we can without any contributions from the public at this stage, to go to the NRL and say, here it is, here's a viable case that the Newcastle Knights could be owned by the community. Now, that's got nothing to do with the Newcastle Knights at the moment running their footy club, but we need to be able to put a fine line there and not detract from Matt Gilley and his team running a footy club.
Mike, glad that you could actually put that line in the sand for us. You did mention that the Knights of Fortune's potentially starting to turn on. Before you go, I'm going to draw on your vast experience of covering sport here in the Hunter. What do you think our chances are moving through the 2017 season?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll obviously win a lot more games this year than we did last year. I think that stands to reason. I think it was a really encouraging start last week. They only went down 26-22 to the Warriors, and they're always a tough proposition across the ditch. I'd give ourselves a real chance against the Titans on the weekend. The young kids, the Safidi boys, and a lot of the juniors that were blooded last year are going to be much better for that. And I think they showed that in that first game. You had a couple of old heads like Jamie Bure, and Jamie's only relatively young, but he just brings that wealth of experience after winning a premiership with Manly. You got Rory Cross-Jason to come back into the side, which I think is a massive plus for the Newcastle Knights. Plus, you've got these other young kids like Brock Lamb. Nathan Ross is not a youngster, but he's scored two tries last weekend. He's got the bit between his teeth. Sione Matauri going into the second row, but he can be a utility. He can go back to the centre. So I think there are some massive pluses. But I think this game on the weekend tomorrow against the Titans could be a real litmus test for the Newcastle Knights as to how they go. And if they do happen to win, and I think they will, I think you'll find that support for the Newcastle Knights will start to skyrocket again.
Everyone loves a winner. Mike, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll keep our eye on it for you as well.
Pleasure, Mark. Appreciate the time.
That's Mike Rabid from our Knights One Chance Public Ownership. He's the One Chance facilitator there.